sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, Director of Operations for Movers Real Estate, and to my right is Becky Ivins, owner broker.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, I was going to give you the full intro right there with all your credentials, but we couldn't have 30 minutes here for all that.
I do sort of love my education, and I do have the alphabet behind my name.
You do.
Sometimes people get intimidated by that, and it's just, I like to learn things. What can I say?
We ought to go over those sometime on a show.
We can do that.
But today we have a great guest this morning with Hayes Electric, just some of my favorite guys.
Well, and I saw him this week in my home.
Got new lights in?
I did. I've done a little bit of remodeling on my house, and then I walked into my home office where I have been working a lot lately, and I was going, this just isn't working for me, this light. So now it works. So I saw Dwayne Wart, who is co-owner of Hayes Electric. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
And Alan Pruitt was not there, but Alan is also co-owner of Hayes Electric. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
We will take your calls if you would like to call in and ask an electrical question. Electrifying. Is that a John Travolta line?
I thought somebody was going to start.
But that was, that's way back.
That was way back. Hey. Yeah.
It's not too way back.
It's a thing.
You know what? Let's just be honest with one another.
Yeah.
All right, Alan. We'll be honest.
Okay. Well, do you know what we're going to talk about this morning?
A lighting experience.
Do you know something? If you've gotten any new lights in your home, you know that things have changed, and that's what we're going to talk about, is sort of a primer on lighting and light fixtures, how to choose what to put in your home.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, are still struggling with the conversion from, you know, the light bulbs they've been used to their whole lives to the LED movement, and the movement's not going to go away. You know, it's only going to get more, so everybody needs to have a general understanding of what it is that they're looking at on the package when they're looking at bulbs.
And we can talk about bulbs, but let's just first talk about incandescent light fixtures and LED. So what's the difference, and why would you choose one over the other?
Well, incandescent bulbs, the color of light that you get out of them is a low orange-looking color, and they still run off of a filament inside that nobody really realizes. But what's going on with that filament is really kind of like a direct short. And that's what's causing it to, you know, to light up. And it's only going to last so long. That's why you have to replace bulbs, you know, ever so often. Whereas the LED, which stands for light emitting diode, there's no filaments or anything in there. It literally is just a diode that emits light, and you can get pretty much any color you can imagine.
What's a diode?
You know, I just Googled that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I did, because I thought, I've never used that term.
When you think of diodes, everybody, you know, think of computers and things like that, and I think, you know, I'm not a genius about it or anything, but...
Mark, what is a diode?
According to a semiconductor device with two terminals, typically allowing the flow of current in one direction only. So if it's, I mean, picture-wise, it looks like a wire with just a little Lego piece is what it kind of looks like in the middle of it.
Prior to LEDs, when we thought of diodes, we thought of things that you would have to wire in that, you know, restrict recurrent and things like that, but
It'd be like on a motherboard of a computer type,
right?
Yeah,
right. But this is a different animal,
huh?
These boogers light up.
Well, and the LEDs are becoming so prevalent that it's really not that easy to even buy incandescent stuff anymore. if you want a wide variety of things, those poor home stores, I mean, they've got to have shelf space for all of it now, don't
right.
they?
Yeah. Well, in our supply houses, you can't even get incandescent anything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we need something for a customer that's incandescent, we literally have to go to, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or something. That's the only place we can get the stuff.
Well, in my home office, I had a ceiling fixture. Still have my ceiling fixture, by the way, which has 4 different types of bulbs in it, which I looked at my husband who replaced all those bulbs, and I'm going, are you kidding me? Because every time I go into a listing, I tell people, if you got 4 lights in your fixture, they all have to be the same. Mm-hmm. You don't want the one that looks like a candle, the other one that looks like a great big round vanity bulb, the squiggly bulb, and the frosted bulb. Right. No. But that's what I have in there. Did you notice that, Dwayne, when you were there?
Your ceiling fan, yeah. You have your A19s, and she's got some other ones in there. And then the fixture that we took down to replace to put in with the LED lights was actually a low-voltage MR16 style, track style.
MR16, that sounds almost like a firearm.
They go off that way.
Yeah. Well, yes, they do, don't they? That was a very aggravating part about that fixture. It was kind of cute, but I was ready to get some actual light.
Well, it dated the house.
It did date the house. Yeah. Oh, man. Now, you're going to be like everybody else, Dwayne, and go, it needs updating. Well, it did need updating. Everything needs updating. If it wasn't done 5 minutes ago, it's out of date.
Well,
right?
Being honest, you do very well to stay up on most everything in your home.
Yes.
Well, the nice thing is that I get to see other people's homes and I see what I like.
Right.
And so I did just go through a major updating of a lot of the house. But my house is 18 years old. Yeah. We built it. We designed it. We built it. And we love it. But it was 18 years old. So we did some updates. And one of the updates we did was different lighting. And makes a lot of difference. We have a grand piano, and above it was an incandescent fixture that had kind of a, what do you call that, kind of orangey type?
It was an alabaster.
Alabaster, there you go, yes.
Is what it was.
Because it cost like alabaster when mm-hmm. I bought that thing. That was hard to take down and just kind of pitch out. I didn't pitch it out. I'll take it to Habitat.
Yeah.
To donate it. Because it's a nice fixture, it just isn't the look that my house is anymore.
Mm-mm.
So we put, what did we put in there?
We put in a 6-inch wafer light, because basically where it was at was, we had a roof joist going across it, or ceiling joist going across it. And the wafer lights are designed to go right between the sheetrock and that stud, so you don't have to worry about it or anything.
No worries at all.
So it's called a wafer light because it's so thin? Is
yeah,
that what?
It's,
so
it's literally a half of an, well, actually less than a half of an inch thick. That's all the more it is.
Yeah, it's meant to be the depth of the sheetrock, and that way it doesn't matter if there's something above the sheetrock that might be in the way.
Yeah.
So we're going to return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr here with Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. And we're here with our electricians, Alan Pruitt and Dwayne Wart from Hayes Electric. We're talking incandescent lights, LED lights, and all the lights. And guys, I've told you, when I go buy a bulb, I feel lost now. Like, it used to be so easy to go in, grab the bulb you need, here's what I need, and now I go in and
You needed to know 3 things to buy a light bulb previously. It was how much wattage do you need, do you want it frosted or clear, and what shape do you want it?
That's it.
Well, actually, you needed to know kind of like the socket it was.
Right. Was it a small or was it a large?
A socket to,
that's it.
To go into.
Small
that's
base, medium base, or mogul base.
The what now?
Small base, medium base, and
right.
Mogul base.
Mogul? Is that the big? Would it be a big?
It's a large.
Large ones. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, learn something new today. Mogul. Okay.
Well, things have gotten complicated since then.
So now you've got to decide, do you want a fluorescent light?
Right.
We haven't talked about that. Do you want a an incandescent, or do you want an LED? What's the downside to incandescent, Dwayne?
Incandescents, they're number one, it's the color. So you're going to be just one color, yellow. Two, the heat. And everybody knows when you're go to change out a light bulb, if it hasn't been off for a while, you touch it, you're going to get burned.
Well, I will interject there about, you know, back when we were first married, we had a well house, and that's where a washer and dryer hookup were.
Mm-hmm.
So we would put like a 60-watt bulb just on a little, you know, like a work light string, and put it inside the washing machine, and it would keep it from freezing. A 60-watt bulb put off enough heat to keep that washing machine lines from freezing. Now, I'll tell you another kind of, it's a pitiful story, but we've always had great big dogs. And one of the dogs we had early on was a Great Pyrenees. And it was very, very cold outside. So we put a 40-watt bulb in the doghouse to keep the dog warm, right? Well, evidently, Great Pyrenees are from the Pyrenees Mountains and have lots and lots and lots of hair to keep them warm anyway. We looked outside, and the dog was not in the doghouse, even though it was like zero outside. This poor dog, whose name was Spot, because he didn't have a spot on him. He
makes
was pure
sense.
White. He was laying out in the snow and ice with his tongue hanging to the ground, practically panting because he was so hot from the incandescent bulb. They do put off a lot of heat.
Yes. And then... so your your LEDs don't have that problem, okay? The diode itself does not create any heat. The driver that's built inside of it, it will create a little bit of heat. So if you put it into thinking, if you have that on in your the incandescent on your house, what's it going to create your house to do? It's going to make it get hot, right?
Right.
So during the summer, you have your AC set, gets hot enough in there, that thing's going to make that AC kick on sooner. The LED is not going to allow it to kick on as often. So that means your electricity bill is going to go down. Two, a 60-watt bulb that's using 60 watts is exactly costing you 60 watts. An LED that is a 60-watt equivalent is only going to be pulling anywhere from 4.5 to 13 watts worth of power. That's it. Hmm. So once again, it's going to let your electric bill go down some because it's not using that amount of power. Two, your incandescents, you know, they're making them cheaper and cheaper, so they're not lasting as long. I mean, honestly, when we open up an incandescent pack of, let's say, four, we're lucky to get two that are good out of that pack. And then they may only last, you know, we've had them where people bought them and, you know, well, I put them in and it lasted a couple of days. We put another one in and it lasted a couple of days. There's something wrong with the fixture. You know,
more than likely, it's
the bulb.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
An incandescent, they'll say they'll last 25 years on a three-hour period, if they ran 3 hours a day. Is it possible? Well, I've had mine in my house for...
talking about LEDs?
Yeah, my LED's in for 5 years, and I haven't replaced any of them yet.
Now, okay, so like if you were building a new house and using LEDs, would you have to have less circuits?
According to the code, you can... you're supposed to be able to do the whole lighting on it, but I still put them on each individual room when I do them.
Okay. But because if they're LEDs, they don't pull as much.
They don't pull near as
power.
Much.
I'm thinking Christmas lights. We put 15 strands of LED Christmas lights on one plug. We've done that for like 4 years, and they just keep burning.
Yeah, they're not pulling the amount of wattage that you would even with the old Christmas lights. The old Christmas lights used to pull a lot, too. And you can only plug in like three strands, and that was it.
Well, and then you'd blow a fuse sometimes when you did that.
Mm-hmm.
So the LEDs, I mean, you don't have to have all the extension cords and stuff outside.
Well, and if you sit down and think about it, too, LEDs are just a cleaner. To me, it's a cleaner light. Versus the old incandescents, and even the CFLs.
Now, I always have a problem with the LEDs as far as getting the right color. Like, I know we talk about the different, you know, how do you get the right color
It's actually personal preference. You know, a lot of the older folks like the 27K, which is the true yellow bulb, which is what your old incandescents used to be on the LEDs.
See, and I have to admit, I like that.
So
I like the more yellow versus the blue-white.
Well, if you're selling your house, do not go for $2,700.
Get over it, old-timer.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You need to move up.
So nowadays, I mean, I've got 4,000 all the way through my house except one.
On your painting.
On my painting above the fireplace, you mm-hmm. put a 5,000.
Yeah. Actually, those are actually interchangeable, so I could change it from a 3 to a 4 to a 5 in that particular one. I put it on a 5 because it's lighting up a painting that your grandchildren made.
It can get slightly more complicated, and it's something that we haven't touched on. But depending on where you're putting your lights, especially if we're talking about cove lighting or under cabinet lighting, if you have a dark countertop or a darker backsplash, the 4K may not get you what you want. You may have to go to a 5K.
Wow. There's a lot to this. If you want to ask a question, call us, 840-1000. It's 840-1000. And we're going to return with more lighting experiences here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are here with our favorite electricians, Hayes Electric, Alan and Dwayne, learning a lot. I always love when you guys are here. I feel like I'm like just taking notes and learning all sorts of things. And we got into the colors of everything, but I think it is time.
It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by
Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing, whether it's a full replacement or a partial replacement. You can trust Robbins Roofing. You can find any of our favorites by going to BeckyIvins.com and clicking on favorites, or you can call Robbins Roofing at 728-3700, 728-3700.
They will take care of your whole insurance claim for you, too. You don't even have to do anything.
I tell you, that is just such a wonderful thing. Yeah.
You've experienced that.
I have experienced that. It is, you just talk to them, and they guide you through the whole crazy mess.
You sign a little thing saying, you take care of it, and they'll show you all the numbers and stuff
so
that you can have trust in them. So, Robbins Roofing. Okay, does someone want to choose our word of the day?
I got you.
Okay.
Let's go with Kelvin.
Kelvin.
I like that guy.
Kelvin as it pertains to lighting.
Okay.
Okay. And so when you go to buy a new LED bulb and you can't decide, you know, which one to get. Well, if you like that yellow light, well, then you want 2,700 to 3,000 Kelvin. Which it won't say Kelvin, it'll just say K, okay? And if you like, you know, a whiter, brighter light, then you want to be in the realm of 4,000. So, and then if you just want to get crazy with it, you can go 5,000, 6,500. It can get nuts.
But then you get blue.
You do get a little blue in there, and it's, you know, that's it's meant for specific things, really.
So the Kelvin is the color, basically, of the light.
It stands for something else. Well,
though,
it would actually be the temperature.
Right. There you go.
But, yes. And
Kelvin, isn't it kind of, I guess it's kind of an energy level. I'm trying to remember back from chemistry what Kelvin means. And so I guess it means like a temperature.
It is a form of temperature.
Okay.
Okay.
But you would think the light that's emitted from a bulb is pretty important to know what color you're getting. You would think that would be huge on the lighting package.
I think, personally, that is the single largest thing to know about lighting to help people. If they just understood K factor and what the numbers meant as far as brightness, or the color or the hue of the light,
right,
then they would be able to more easily choose a bulb to suit their needs.
Well, so Kelvin, K, if it says 2700 K, it's going to be kind of a yellowish light.
It's going to be yellow-orange.
Yellow-orange. Okay. Mm-hmm. If it says 3000, it's still going to be
yellowish.
Yellowish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these are tiny numbers, so take your readers when you go to the store to buy these. They're not going to be big on the package. They're going to have names like warm, soft white.
But they are on the package.
They are on the
package. They are on the package, and there's a lot of them even have a little scale, a color scale on there where you can read it, and it'll have an arrow pointing to where that particular bulb is on that color scale.
I think when I went to like Lowe's and Home Depot, because I went all around looking for the 4000K, they don't carry them.
No, they do have some. I think you have to look, but a lot of them around 27 to 3000, and then it jumps
to like 6000.
Yeah,
5000, 6000.
Yeah. And that's blue, and the others are yellow and orangish.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed right in the middle. Yeah. I wanted right in the middle, which
4100 is the magic. That's the magic number. That's the nice, white, clean light.
So, big box stores, if you're listening, you might want to start stocking those things. So, because that's what you want. I did find some specialty bulbs for a chandelier online. I searched 4000K, and then I had to look and scroll down like five pages before I found the ones I wanted. That was the great big chandelier in my master bath, right? I mean, it has 10 bulbs in it.
Yep.
So it's basically, they were like 40-watt equivalents.
Mm-hmm.
And
Becky,
so it's like,
you coming down with the COVID over there? A little scratchy.
I know, right? No, I'm coming down with the allergy and asthma.
I know.
So, hey, this is the only show you're going to listen to for the whole week that doesn't mention the virus. No. We've got other things to talk about. I mean, do be careful out there, but we've got other things to talk about. We need to know about lighting. How about if my garage lights are fluorescent? And I'm not a fan of fluorescent. First of all, they cast a different color on everything. And then the fluorescent bulbs are scary to me because we tend to break them. And then they get that powder, and they're so thin that you cut yourself pretty easily. So what's an alternative for that?
Well, you have a direct replacement now that they have that's an LED. So it still looks like a fluorescent bulb, but instead of having a fluorescent, it's an LED.
Well, how about the ballast and stuff that's in the fluorescent?
Well, they have both types, but realistically, you'd be better just to go with a direct drive because it's going to cost you the same amount of money. And on top of that, when you go with a direct drive, if the bulb ever goes bad, you don't got to call an electrician to come out and replace it. You can replace it yourself. You can buy them at Lowe's and Home Depot, but you could also, if need be, you could go to the lock supply and stuff like that. They'll sell them to people off the street. Your money's just good to them.
Yeah, the great part about it is the ones that we use, you take the ballast out.
Yes.
So there is no ballast in the equation. You don't have to worry about a ballast going out anymore.
So fluorescents really don't put off heat, do they?
Nah, I mean, they get warm, but they're not really.
They're not the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay. But they take less power then. Your fluorescent fixtures take less power.
Fluorescents use less power than an incandescent bulb. But there again, the LEDs use less power than the fluorescents do.
Well, if you convert your whole fixture, your fluorescent fixture, if you convert it, it's going to cost you some money. So would it be better just to replace it with an LED fixture?
No, because the cost that it would cost you to convert a two-bulb, 4-foot LED would be the same amount as it would if we had to go and replace it and put in a ballast. Because you're going to spend more money for that particular LED fixture anyways. Okay.
Right. The fixtures of LED are a little more expensive.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if you got an existing fluorescent, it's just take out the ballast, wire it up, because your labor time is not going to cost any more. It's the same, regardless.
And you guys will come out and just change bulbs for people.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I will tell you something. Your fees are reasonable, and you guys move at a steady pace. My experience is, if it's electrical, sometimes you can get a handyman to do some electrical stuff. But I want to tell you, if we've got electrical, we go to you because it doesn't cost us any more money for our clients for repairs and stuff than it would to use a handyman. Now, that's saying a lot, because you move faster. You've got all the equipment right there with you. You, when you schedule an appointment with you guys, Dwayne, you called me a couple or 3 days before you were coming out and said, okay, so describe to me what it is so I'll know what to bring with me. So I didn't have to pay for you to run to a supply house to get something because you had everything with you.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, you should never have to pay to, you know, for somebody to go to the supply house. Mm-hmm. That's something that they should,
Well, that happens with a handyman sometimes. You pay for their time.
Right.
And so planning ahead like that is very important. And then you move at a steady pace. You don't run. But if you go out, Randall, is one of the electricians with you guys, he has always been one to where he can think in his head and go out to the truck. He moves kind of slow, actually. But he gets everything he needs, and he makes fewer trips to the truck. And mm-hmm. I kind of notice that because it's reflected on the bill.
Yeah.
How much time it takes to do something. Mm-hmm. So Randall, I think your fees are reasonable.
Randall's been with us 40 years.
Right. So. And now his son's with you, right?
No.
No, my son.
Oh, that's your son that works with Randall?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Cool. Mm. So, okay, we not only learn to be electricians, but we raise electricians. Yeah. I love that. Keep it in the family.
Our whole family is. I mean, Alan, me, my brother.
We'll hear more about family members, and we got more for you on this. It's a great show, is learning about electricians with Hayes Electric, with Alan and Dwayne. And we'll be back right after with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, KTOK 1000.
I love Robin's roofing license number, 0000251. So they're pretty early on. Welcome back. This is Becky Ivins with Movers Real Estate Company, and we are here with our friends and I guess professional electricians, Dwayne Wart and Alan Pruitt, who co-own Hayes Electric. We haven't given out their number yet. Are you ready for it? Everybody, get your pencil, get your pen. Write in blood if you have to. It is 789-2065. 789-2065. That's one of the numbers I know so well because I call you guys so often. And I've used Hayes Electric for like 45 years before I went into real estate. I've used you guys. So that's a long time, right?
Yeah, it's a long, long time.
Yeah, but I use you often because we do a lot of repairs and getting properties ready for the market. And sometimes lighting is the main thing to get ready for the market. So I've already spoken to the fact that your rates are very good. You will send out a single electrician or two-man crew depending on the job.
Correct.
And so you don't want to pay for two if you only need one.
Right.
So you guys are real good at being kind of cost conscious for the consumer. So I love that. But you know what you're doing. So we're talking about lighting today. And what have we not covered on lighting? How about exterior lighting and things that are like dusk to dawn type things, photo cells?
They have those in LED as well.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So do they have LED bulbs that go in the old-timey spotlight things?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting one of my rentals ready to sell, and it's got three spotlights on the back of it. I'm going, what were they doing in their backyard? Because there are three spotlights. One of them literally goes right into the master bedroom. It is tilted to where it goes into the master bedroom. I hope that light's burned out because that would have been a pitiful thing. But
there is one thing to consider if you are using LED bulbs to replace some other bulbs, and let's say that you're putting them in a dusk to dawn light, okay? There is a chance that they may not work in that particular dusk to dawn light because the photocell that operates it needs to be LED rated. LEDs draw so little that there may not be enough draw there to help that function.
Ah, okay. So there's a lot to know about that. And if someone wants to call you out to say change their light bulbs, change a light fixture, because, you know, I could use a handyman to change a light fixture. I'm not going to use my husband because we just are not suited for that kind of thing. We weren't suited for that kind of thing when we were 20, but we certainly are not now. But you can come do kind of simple things and improvements. So, like, I always try to do two or three things when you come out.
That's the way to get the most for your money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're paying for a service call, that service call covers an hour. So, I mean, if you have us come out there and do something that takes us 5 minutes, you know, you're not really, you know, getting you. I mean, if something you have to have done, that's fine. But, you know, you want to get your money's worth. You want to at least have a couple, two or three little things to make sure that you get your full hour's worth of work done.
Yeah. Do you have any, there's different types of outdoor lighting. So what is kind of the new thing? What are you guys kind of seeing on outdoor lighting?
Yeah.
Because they, I mean, there's some that come on when the camera goes on, right? Motion sensor, and there's lights that come on to where your camera has.
I haven't dealt with those, but
okay.
Yeah.
So that you can get a little bit of light for your, but motion sensor cameras nowadays are like night light goggles or something, right?
Yeah. Night vision goggles.
There you go, night vision goggles.
Right.
Yeah, my military kids would have laughed at that one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, to contact Dwayne, Alan, or any that your crew's so good. You've got so many really good electricians that can come out. You call them at 789-2065. And any last-minute advice on when we start dragging those Christmas lights out?
Be careful and don't use 10,000 extension cords.
Yeah, I know. And if you have to use an extension cord,
it needs to be rated for what you're using for.
And outdoor as opposed to indoor, right?
Yes.
Right.
Because outdoor is not...
We don't want to see the little skinny ones that are 8 or 10 feet long that are brown or white, you know.
Or green.
Yeah, the ones that I'm talking about there, the old two-prong ones. We don't want to see those.
Right. Well, you guys, I want to kind of plug something else that's kind of coming up on October 24th. I want everybody to, if you want a flyer for this, call me and I will mail you or bring you a flyer. But we are having an old-fashioned hymn sing at Hope Retreat Ranch, which is HR Ranch in Choctaw. It's a nonprofit gathering place and where Tom Nix is being our pianist.
That is going to be an amazing time together. Just be able to spread out in open air, sit on some hay bales, and gospel sing.
Do your bring your lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cost for this. So, HR Ranch, Google it. HR Ranch. It's on Shady Wood or something like that in Choctaw. And we'll be doing that on Saturday, the 24th, and we'll see you guys next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks, Alan. Yeah.